Federal prosecutors had asked lawmakers to hold off getting public testimony from a handful of Quinn insiders after an initial meeting one member described as ugly for its partisan bickering over how to handle that request. The legislative commission has reached an unanimous agreement. It will delay calling forward the witnesses it has subpoenaed until October 8th, only a month before voters go to the polls. It still may get plenty of attention before fall. Republicans, like commission co-chair Senator Jason Berrickman of Bloomington, will try to keep it in the headlines. They say Quinn used it as a political slush fund.
After tens of millions of dollars have been spent on this program, we still cannot identify the reason the Quinn administration handpicked 23 communities in the city of Chicago for this program.
The commission is also going to post emails from Quinn's office and from one of his former top deputies on its website. I'm Amanda Vinicky.